Jenny So is a professor in the Department of Fine Arts and director of the Institute of Chinese Studies at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The sword is fabulous. It was found in a tomb that archaeologists have dated to the 6th century or early 5th century BC, so it was definitely before the first emperor. Now, the interesting thing is this is what we call a short sword or a dagger in comparison with the long saber or the long sword that we are more familiar with. Now, short swords like these were a classic artifact or tool of nomadic peoples who lived around the grasslands in northwest China and in Central Asia. They are very convenient because they are short and you can hang them very easily from your waist belt so that you can keep it on hand close to you that you can pull and use it as needed. So it is a classic tool or weapon for a mobile lifestyle, for someone who rides a horse. And the fact that it appeared in early Qin territory is symptomatic of the fact that the first emperor's ancestors had close contact with these nomadic peoples, with these horse-riding peoples. Therefore, you have the cavalry figure. So this is the other aspect of Qin culture that we are beginning to see, is that they are not just about carrying on traditional Zhou cultures like making music, casting large bronze bells and things like that. They were also open to the influence of a totally different way of life, that is the nomadic horse riding, hunting, mobile lifestyle. The nomadic cultural background of the Qin people contributed to the success of the first emperor. He learned how to fight. He had superior weapons. He was open to a lot of new ways of thinking and new ideas, which the traditional Chinese lords living in the heartland of China were probably not so familiar with. And therefore, they were at a disadvantage. And finally, I suppose when push comes to shove, the Qin could engage nomadic mercenaries, soldiers who were used to fighting and living a very harsh life out in the grasslands, to win their battles. So there's a lot of possibilities involved when you think about the nomadic heritage of the Qin Empire.
What makes this sword a status symbol? Press the green button to find out from Jenny So. To learn about the Qin ancestry and what prepared them to rise to power, select the red button. For details about the introduction and use of gold and iron at this time, press the yellow button.